Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Just about a half hour away from first pitch at Miller Park in Milwaukee. Welcome back. Game one between the Padres and the Brewers coming up with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. We're live at the AMR studio at Petco Park, and I'm going to talk more about this Brewers team with Adam McAlvey of MLB.com. He covers the Brewers. He's on Twitter, at Adam McAlvey. And he is also on the Cholula hotline. Adam, appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us. And I guess the main question I have about the Brewers, and this is the first game between these two teams this regular season, is what has gone wrong for Milwaukee this year? Obviously, things have not gone as planned.
A brutal start dumped them into non-contention. And it was a puzzling start because they started the year with pretty good health. They started the year with the rotation they wanted. And they just didn't perform. It cost the manager, Ron Renneke, his job on May 3rd. And Craig Counsell has done a good job. They've had a hot streak or two in there, but they just were never able to put together the type of really prolonged winning streak that would have taken to dig themselves out of the deep hole that they put themselves in. And, you know, left them at the trade deadline to be clear sellers. Really, one of the silver linings maybe for this Brewers team is that they were one of the rare teams that was just clearly sellers. So they could set their plan and do what they were going to do, and they dealt five major league players. They weren't one of those teams stuck in the middle. You know, that could, if you're searching for a silver lining here in Milwaukee, that could be it, that they were able to start this rebuilding process clearly, you know, not kind of be one of those middle teams that think they might be contenders.
Well, you know, Adam, what seems surprising, though, you know, a lot of times maybe it might be, you know, your offense will, you know, pick the team up, or your starting rotation pick the team up. But it seemed like in Milwaukee, that hasn't happened this year at all.
No, it's there again. There have been little stretches where they've looked really good. Particularly, you know, this is an offensive club. That's how the Brewers got good with Prince Fielder and Ryan Braun and Corey Hart and hitting a ton of homers. You know, they're not that type of club anymore. They thought they could be a little better pitching, and they thought they could do enough things well just to be one of those balanced, sneaky teams to contend. And really, I mean, the things that went wrong in April were just, you know, it was everything all at once. Jonathan Lucroy, their last year fourth in the National League MVP race, he got off to a terrible start at the plate. Then he got hurt, broke a toe, and was on the DL for 6 weeks. Kyle Loesch, they think, you know, steady guy, coming off four really good years for the Cardinals and Brewers. His first two seasons in Milwaukee were just steady as she goes. They've given the opening day start, and he is, you know, his ERA is above six, and it's really been there all year. Mm. And you can kind of go on and on. Some of their key guys just have not performed this season. You can't totally blame injuries. You can't totally blame one or two players. You can't blame Ron Renneke. It's really been too many things going wrong at once for this team to contend.
Adam, can you give me a couple of highlights? Is there any highlights?
You're stretching me now. I mean, the highlights.
Come on.
The highlights lately have been some of the young pitchers, and that has been something. You know, the Brewers are now going to have to sell their fans on the idea of a rebuild. They don't like to use that word. They'll use the word reset, and partly that's because they feel like this is not going to be a 5 or 6 year process. This could be a 2 or 3 year process, and some of the young pitchers have helped. Now Willie Peralta, who's on the mound, he's missed a lot of time. With an oblique injury, he's just coming back from the DL, and his first start off was really good. He's one of the guys they're building around. But then they have a young right-hander, Jimmy Nelson, who came into the year as a number five guy, big power, horse-type pitcher they like. And then they called up another former first-round draft pick, Taylor Youngman, who's been really solid for them since he got in that rotation. So as they go forward now, you know, they picked up a lot of young talent, particularly in the trade they made with the Astros, and they feel like they do have some promising pitching and some depth in that list that they're going to be able to build around that. But look, it's probably not going to be next year if you look at the history of how you develop pitchers. But they feel like, you know, the year after that, perhaps you get some of those players that they got in that Carlos Gomez deal up. You know, they feel like this is going to be, you know, maybe 2017 is the year, maybe 2018. They don't think they're going to be looking 5 years down the line.
That's the best-case scenario when something like that takes place, certainly. Adam McAlvey covers the Brewers for MLB.com. He's on the Cholula Hotline. He's on Twitter at Adam McCalvey. Just one more for you. Have we had our fill of Pat Murphy, Craig Counsell talk yet? I imagine that's going to be a big thing the next couple days.
No. Well, I love it. And we added some of it, remember, a couple of weeks ago. Craig Counsell really wanted to hire him on as an infield instructor, an extra coach. And when the Padres balked at that, I think Counsell and others had a pretty good idea that they had some plans for Pat Murphy, and lo and behold, now he's managing the team. But the best story we heard today was, you know, Pat Murphy said he was really hard on the way Murphy says he was awful to Craig Counsell and a lot of the young players. He was a young coach himself at Notre Dame, and his style was to really ride those guys hard. And there was a time when Counsell one fall made a bunch of errors, and Murphy takes him out on the field in November, and he's hitting fungos on this frozen, terrible field. One of them, of course, bounces up, breaks Counsell's nose. Pat Murphy says there's blood spurting everywhere. And everything you need to know about Craig Counsell, he learned that day, because an hour later, after getting his nose put back in the center of his face, Counsell was back out on the practice field and asked for more grounders. So it was a nice little anecdote. They've, of course, become great friends over the years. And, you know, great enough that Counsell tried to add him to the staff. It didn't happen. And as Counsell said, things worked out the way they were supposed to.
That's a great beautiful story, man. That's a really good story. We'll have some fun hearing that kind of stuff over the next few days, I'm sure. Adam McCalvey, give him a follow on Twitter, at Adam McCalvey. Really appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Adam.
And enjoy these games.
All right, anytime, guys. See ya.
Appreciate it. Adam McCalvey on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. That's a great story.
That is great.
That's a really good story.
That's an old
breaks his nose.
That's an old school story.
That is.
Man. That is.
Craig
right
Counsell
there.
Is old school, and we know now. Very appreciative of everything that Pat Murphy meant to him when he coached him at Notre Dame. Take a break. Come back. Had a piece of fun news come out today involving the Padres, and something really cool that's going to take place here at Petco Park at the beginning of September. We'll talk about that and get to more Twitter questions and comments when we return. Padres Social Hour presented by United.